when I was alone with Father, he said, I want you to do this today. But this is a week where you all are hearing the name, the word Korea, day and night, Korea. The Olympics are taking place in Korea. And you've heard and watched some issues about South Korea and North Korea trying to get along. I felt the Lord was saying, I get a magazine that's from Martyrs. It's Martyrs, not Martyrs Mirror, that's the man. Thank you very much. What's it called? Voice of Martyrs. It's here somewhere. Yep. Okay, there it is. And I read this, and this issue is about Korea. And I felt that what I wanted to do is give this to you. Because this week, every time you hear the word Korea, I'm going to share with you about our brothers and sisters in North Korea. That's where this is to go. Remember, we're one another. And so it's important for us. And I knew that the stimulant word this week for us in this country and for us in this congregation will be the word Korea when you hear it. And I pray that when you do, your heart will be stirred to pray for our brothers and sisters in North Korea with what they are going through. This will not take too long. Evil exists everywhere because of our fallen nature. But the North Korean government is an example of institutionalized evil. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, exchanges threats of nuclear war with the U.S., imprisons any North Korean who even hints at disloyalty to his regime, arrests and tortures tourists suspected of evangelizing or committing relatively minor crimes. Last year, an American tourist imprisoned for stealing a propaganda poster was treated so badly that it led to his death. This kind of systematic evil should not be surprising in a nation that demands worship of a human and deliberately removes God from its society. Since the founding of the communist North Korea in 1948, under Kim Il-sung, the government has destroyed churches and other visible signs of Christianity. In the country, Christians, especially church leaders, have been routinely targeted, rounded up, and sometimes killed. Only a few show churches exist today in a certain town and its propaganda to support the country's claim of religious freedom. Becoming a Christian or even associating with a Christian is very dangerous. Children are taught to spy on their parents. Think about this. So North Korean Christians pray with their eyes open to avoid raising suspicion among children or neighbors. Getting caught even with a few pages of the Bible can lead to imprisonment in one of North Korea's prison camps, where thousands of Christians are thought to be suffering today. As we learn about atrocities that occur inside North Korea, we should remember that the believers facing this evil are our brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm encouraged when I see how God is working through courageous Christians who have counted the cost and taken great risk to share the gospel with North Koreans. I've had the privilege of meeting with a few of them and hearing the stories, some of which will be shared in this monthly's magazine. Our North Korean brothers and sisters in Christ know that the cure for evil is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for our persecuted family members who follow Jesus amid such evil. Pray too that the love of Christ will soften the hearts of Kim Jong-un and other government leaders, bringing them to a place of repentance and complete surrender to Christ. Kwang Ja spent 6 months in a harsh labor camp called the Kairo Waso. It's Kyohwaso. But there are far worse prison camps in North Korea called K-W-A-N-L-I-S-O. About 30,000 of North Korea's estimated 100,000 Christians are thought to be suffering in one of the four worst camps. These camps are reserved for prisoners convicted of serious crimes such as attempting to flee the country, having unauthorized contact with South Koreans, or being a Christian. North Korea defectors say Christianity is considered as dangerous as narcotics in North Korea. The government views Christianity as a sin and as a way the West tries to invade the country with Western and capitalistic ideas. Some have reported that the North Korean government even likens Christian missionary workers as vampires. In this terrible camps, inmates are often locked in cages like animals, forced to stand for hours in torturous positions, beaten until they vomit blood. Nearly 40% of inmates die of starvation, while others commonly lose up to half their body weight and survive on rats. Inmates' relatives are also detained and considered guilty by such association. That is very hard to hear. It's hard to think about, but we need to know this. And so when you hear Korea mentioned this week, I thought of the verses that, and it's great that the position is peace. And I was listening and thinking about the verse, those who cry peace, peace, and there is no peace. For the believers in North Korea, there is no peace. And so we want to, I read this to you to stir you so that this week and every day later, whenever you hear of North Korea, and you'll hear that name more and more in the news as we have been, stop, pray for our brothers and our sisters who are in situations that I couldn't even begin to realize what that would be like. I can't even imagine it. But the cost they pay because they love Jesus. And that's what we want to be like. We want to love Jesus. So when we go out, we will go out with hearts led by the Spirit, working for Christ, being used as He wants us to be used, and also rejoicing that we still live in a country where we're free. And we can do this without reprisal. And so we rejoice in that. I told you it'd be short. Let's stand. Do you have another song? Are we done? What is it? What did you have?
I had Lord, I Give You My Heart.
Let's do it. Let's stand. She gives me a list and it's over there. I can't remember.